Dr. Taryn Gerard is a poultry veterinarian, and she joins us on the line with, quite a serious subject. First of all, Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. Second of all, the avian flu, or another bout of the avian flu, has hit. Just as a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please, get your comments on the fact that it's now hit Alberta.
Yeah, so avian influenza is a viral infection of birds that we think it comes in through the migratory birds that generally have a natural resistance to the virus. This year, we've seen quite a few dead migratory birds in the fields and on the roadways. And now in Alberta, we're currently dealing with 14 commercial flocks that have this avian influenza and four backyard flocks, or four small flocks that have it as well.
What do we know about H5N1, which is the, I guess the code, for lack of a better term, of the avian flu?
Yeah, so this is what's called a federally reportable form of avian influenza. Avian influenza can be divided into highly pathogenic or low pathogenic, and then it can be further subdivided based on the two proteins. And so the ones that we are concerned about are H5 and H7. So the fact that we have H5N1 in Alberta right now, it's concerning.
That was actually my next question, Doctor. How concerned are you with the fact that it has now hit Alberta? And the fact that it could potentially spread?
Yeah, I'm very concerned. The entire industry is very concerned. We are working all day, all night, it feels like, trying to control the spread of this disease. We haven't diagnosed this in Alberta previously, so this was a new disease status for us.
Does that make the worry even more worrisome, for lack of a better term, with the fact that it hasn't hit Alberta yet?
Yes and no. Yes, because, you know, you never wanted to have avian influenza in the industry, but to be perfectly clear, like, we prepare for this every year. I wouldn't say it took us by surprise this year after seeing what was going on in the States and Ontario, but it is concerning that it's hit us now, and we're just trying to control the spread as much as we can.
Dr. Taryn, if I may ask, how do you prepare for something like this when and if it occurs?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the first thing is that producers always have really good biosecurity. But the second that we started hearing about increased cases in the States and Eastern Canada, obviously we sent out a note was sent out to producers that we were now in a different type of alert. A emergency management team, the Alberta Poultry Industry Emergency Management Team, was formed, and they work alongside producers, marketing boards, and the rest of the industry to try and contain the virus as much as they can with rapid detection and reporting of the disease, and then a rapid response from the CFIA and the Alberta government in containing and eradicating the disease is the best way to stop the spread.
I know it's the avian flu, or a type of the avian flu, but is it transmissible, or is it contagious to humans?
That's another good question. So this virus is poorly adapted to humans, but just this morning, the CDC released a statement about an individual in the States testing positive for H5N1 after being around infected poultry. So there is an opportunity for it to make humans sick. What I can say is that Alberta Health Services and the industry is working with the producers to make sure that they have the appropriate gear to protect themselves when they're around infected poultry.
That actually is my next point here, Dr. Taryn. How can we, not necessarily as a poultry producers, but as, I guess, sort of the general public, especially with us here in the Peace region, around the farm area all the time, how can we, or how can it be combated?
So some steps that we have taken for non-poultry producers just to be aware of when they're near poultry farms is just increasing biosecurity. So sanitizing vehicle tires and wheel wells before you enter the farm premise and after, changing foot attire when you're near or visiting the premise, And then limiting your visits to farms as much as possible, whether that's small flock or commercial poultry. We want to support producers as much as we can. And by doing those small things for biosecurity, that could help them. And then the other thing that I think is really important is to know that the farms that have been affected, they are obviously going through a very stressful period, and we're giving them the privacy and the support that they need. But the farms that haven't broke are also going through a very stressful period. So if you know those producers, checking in, seeing how they're doing, give them a phone call, let them know that they have support, because they are still producing the food that goes onto our tables while still wondering every day if they're going to be hit by avian influenza.
Is it going to be a little bit troublesome if it spreads, unfortunately, to the common folk? Because you just stated it, it's potentially food that goes on our table, and if something like this unfortunately happens for us, is it something also to worry about?
So Health Canada has been really definitive that this is not a food safety or a food quality issue. It's a flock health issue. So it results in very high mortality of birds on site. So it's not an issue with food safety or food quality at all.
Seeing the light at the end of the tunnel as far as this bout of the avian flu, is that light there?
I think it's too early to say, unfortunately. We're taking each day as we can and working to support the producers that are going through this right now and support producers that are anxious. I think it's too early to say right now if we have a light at the end of the tunnel, unfortunately.
Dr. Taryn Girard is a poultry veterinarian, and she joins us here on the River Country Ag Show. And, Doctor, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.